Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scoreless game into the bottom of the third, and Carlos Rodon greeted by Johnny Pareda. 1-1, change, drilled, leadoff double. Then Edouard Julien, nearly robbed by Caballero, ranging left up the middle, stopped it impressively. On review, that throw, Julien just beat it. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Rodon did overpower Byron Buxton, but facing Austin Martin, Rodon thought he had the ground ball he needed.
Here comes a big pitch at 3-2. Runner at first. He holds in a pitch. Swing, a hit to Cabby. That's a tailor-made double play. Flips to Jazz, and he took too long, and then it gets past Goldschmidt. The run scores.
In between whether to take it to that second base bag or not. And the Yankees not solving Simeon Woods Richardson. Three shutout, capped by his fifth strikeout, splitter, burying Cody Bellinger. So Simeon Woods Richardson, who had allowed 10 earned runs in 13 innings entering this start, his strikeout stuff rolling from that strikeout of Bellinger to end the third, rolling through the fourth.
So far, the Yankees with one hit. Here's G, swings through a breaking ball. Strike three, and that's strikeout number six. Simeon Woods Richardson, this is his first appearance against the Yankees. He's having a good time so far. And off-speed pitch in there, strike three called. Now Jazz is going to play lawyer and walk slowly back to third base dugout. That's three consecutive strikeouts, two down here in the fourth for Woods Richardson. It's seven strikeouts for the ballgame. Swing and a miss. Quick dismissal of the Yankees in the fourth. Strikeout swinging, looking, and swinging. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 pitches. Wow.
And eight strikeouts through four, four consecutive strikeouts. For Woods Richardson. Tied his career high. Four innings in. And top five trailing 1-0. A spark that was completely diffused in the moment. Jose Caballero. One out double. Then promptly picked off second. And Rodon, he just delivered a tidy five pitch fourth inning to settle in. So the Yankee offense not picking him up there. And bottom five, not starting as bright for Rodon. Our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's Rodon, first pitch swung on, hit to left field. Bellinger towards the lineup, ball's hit pretty well, and it's gone. That's off the bat of Brooks Lee. His 15th homer, 59th run batted in. And he hit it down the line. It's 339 here at Target Field. And it's now 2-0 Minnesota.
Lee just snapped a 1-for-19.
Yeah, 1-for-19, that wasn't a swing of struggle for Lee. About a thigh-high fastball, unloaded. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Woods Richardson, 2-0 with the way he was going. Felt like an insane cushion. In a sixth inning, one out walk to Aaron Judge, but then fooled Cody Bellinger, strikeout number 10. Then an eight pitch battle with Giancarlo Stanton, fighting tying run at the plate.
3-2 pitch, one more time to Stanton. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. 11 strikeouts, and he finds his way and pitches his way out of a jam as he strikes out with a good old fashioned country hardball there. The strikeout. Stanton and end the Yankee threat.
So the Yankees struck out 12 times, of course, against Crochet last night in Boston. 11 times against Woods Richardson tonight. Both of them 6-inning performances, so racking up those Ks. That's the second time ever the Yankees have struck out 11 or more times against an opposing starter in back-to-back games. The only other time that happened? 1992, and it was Nolan Ryan and Jose Guzman. Yankees still down 2-0, bottom seven. Rodon's night done. 6 innings, 2-run ball. So, plenty good enough to win. Luke Weaver, though, no command. Rude greeting. Trevor Larnach, Brooks Lee, back-to-back doubles off Weaver. 3-0 Minnesota. And Pareda, sack bunt, Lee up to third, and Weaver walking Julian, walking Buxton. Bases loaded, only one out, and the one out a bunt. Austin Martin running the count full and making Weaver pay for our electrifying drive of the game.
Here's the pitch. Swing on, hit down the third baseline, fair. Oh, brother. Lee scores right behind him. Pareda. Here comes Buxton flying, and he scores standing up. Bases clearing, double by Austin Martin. He's killing the Yankees here tonight. That's his fourth RBI. Goodness gracious. 6-0 Minnesota.
And doing it on both sides of the ball, Austin Martin. Our electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. 6-0, Weaver done, Camilo Doval in, and Martin taking advantage. Swiping third, second steal tonight. Luke Kuechel, RBI single, Martin home. That finished off a 5-run inning. All charged to Luke Weaver. Insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.com. 7-0, that's how it would stay. Couple of walks in the eighth inning. Yankees looking to get and size up Travis Adams. But Cody Bellinger lofted one down the left field line. Who else but Austin Martin? Basically going into the stands, fighting with the fan. You know, he wasn't wrestling with him. But the fan looked to take the ball away, and Martin said, no, I'm just going to catch it. I'm going to take it back. Had to be reviewed. Excellent play. Austin Martin, who had himself a night, and the Yankees not their night offensively. They're 2-hit by the Minnesota Twins, 7-0 in Minneapolis. Yankees Rewind, catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.